Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Ramsey from Missouri. Hopefully my voice will be better this time. It's not totally well yet, but we're recording for March of 2018. We're going to continue on with Lesson 7, which we did not complete on the last CD because we didn't have room. There is so much evidence to prove that the Jews of today are not Israel that it's taking more than one disc to put it together. So we're going to continue on from where we left off with that evidence. There is much evidence from recorded history that the seed of Esau may certainly and safely be identified with the Jews and modern Jewry. There is much in the Encyclopedia Britannica that points this out. Look up any of the key words we have seen in this chapter. See also Ottoman, O-T-T-O-M-A-N, which is the Ottoman Empire. The historian Josephus details much about Esau and gives much coverage of wars and the Amalekites' continuous hatred of Israel through the time of Antioch Epiphanius until after the fall of Jerusalem. He does not identify Esau with Israel, but with those he calls the Jews, whom he says were not Israelites. The Idumeans came also to be known as Jews when John Hyrcanus destroyed the cities and incorporated them into the Judean state. He forced observance of circumcision and Jewish laws upon them, and to all outward appearances they became as Jews. That's his own words. As we have seen, Aristobulus annexed Ituria and forced them to accept Judaism in 105 B.C. They were no longer separated people, and they were considered one people by virtue of their embracing Judaism. This mixture, together with others who later took on Judaism, constitute modern Jewry. As such, they have absolutely no right or claim on Palestine under the Abrahamic covenant. What about the religion of the Jews? The binding force of the Judean religious leaders are the Babylonian Talmud. The name suggests that this started to develop when Judea was in captivity in Babylon. It migrated to the religious leaders in Judea well before the time of Jesus. Their religion, the tradition of the elders, was condemned by Jesus. The practice of this religion by peoples of various races has created a pseudo-race which has perpetuated isolation through religion. Marriage was mainly confined to be people of the same religion, and hence with the pseudo-race. This creates the appearance of being a race, but it is not. Using their interpretation of the Old Testament as their religion, the Jews appear to worship the Lord God. It may be ranked and remarked that Roman Catholicism does likewise, but Jesus says they worship God in vain. Some may think that they are worshiping God, but they are in the synagogue of Satan. Jesus says this is so. Copies of the Talmud are not easy to secure, and it is spread over many volumes, but there are hundreds of quotations that show that the Talmud is essentially at odds with the Christian Bible. For instance, the following are condoned: sodomy, Sanhedrin 54b, bestiality, Yebanath 59b, harlotry, Abadah, Zara, 62b to 63a, not keeping vows, Nedarim 23a-b, murder by multiple attackers, Sanhedrin 78a, cursing parents, Sanhedrin 66a. Some of these items are what we see being promoted by those pushing the human rights and for children's rights. We can see the United Nations covenants progressing towards the elimination of Christianity and the institution of Talmudic values. The Talmud seeks to convey some deprivation or deception to every biblical moral law. Christianity did not originate with Judaism, whose followers state the Talmud is to this day the circulating heart's blood of the Jewish religion. It is our common law. Herman Walk, New York Herald Tribune, 1759. Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 8, page 747. The Jewish religion as it is today traces its descent without a break through all centuries from the Pharisees. The Talmud is the largest and most important single member of that literature. Jesus said that the Pharisees rejected the commandments of God so that the Jews might keep their own traditions of Babylon. The Talmud represents a defiance towards God. The Jews, therefore, are still the enemies of God's people. Any show of their using the Old Testament is a mechanism of deceit. Jesus is referred to in the Talmud as a sorcerer, a fool, an idolater, and a blasphemer, and that Jesus committed those things listed above. Jesus said that their father is a liar and that they are the same. Many Jewish works, including the Talmud, show the hatred of the Jews towards Christianity. This is inherent in the nature of the Jews, according to Ezekiel 35:5. This is a perpetual hatred. We see that in our modern society today, in the Jewish Defense League and in the ACLU, all are Jewish organizations, and the Poverty Law Center in the South, and all of these organizations that promote interracial mixing and hatred against the Jewish, against the Christians, and perpetuation of the Jewish doctrines. These are all Jews which are trying to establish themselves and do away with Christianity. What is their blasphemy? Jesus says in Revelation 2:9 that he knows the blasphemy of those people calling themselves Jews. Let us look at this. In publications from pro-Zionist sources, Messianic Jewish sources, and sometimes in Christian media, we can find an unusual insistence on saying that Jesus was a Jew. This is used in the sense of Jesus having a common racial blood relationship with those who call themselves Jews today. The so-called Jew of today is not of one race, and so this insistence cannot be true. Jesus was not made like unto this people of highly mixed blood. Jesus was made like unto his brethren. Notice in Hebrews 2:14-18 it says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood," who are the children? They are Adam and his descendants, especially Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Israelites. They are the children. They are partakers of flesh and blood. He, that is Jesus Christ, also himself, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took upon him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. There you have it. Jesus was born of the blood of Adam through his brethren, the Israelites, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Jews are a mixed breed of all races today, and they cannot claim that they are the pure descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His brethren are not what we know today as the Jews, who are the multi-blood stock. His brethren are not Edomite, they are Israelite, the kinsmen of the womb of Jacob's line. It is blasphemy to say Jesus was a Jew of any variety. Another blasphemy has already been quoted as given in Ezekiel 35:12, "And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all the blasphemies which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, they are laid desolate, they are given us to consume." Many Christian churches might be agreeing with this blasphemy in their support of the Israeli state. This scripture has a partial fulfillment in Edom's takeover of Judea following the captivity. So, if you're a Christian and you support the Jews being in Israel today and known as the Israeli state, then you're supporting their blasphemy. Jewish authorities agree with scripture where God states that Israel would have war from generation to generation against Esau and his descendants, Exodus 17:16. Encyclopedia Judaicae, 1971, Volume 6, Column 379. Edom is the eternal enemy of Israel and Judah. It continues on to link Rome and Esau, both of whom destroyed the temple. Both use eagles as symbols. And then says, the similarity of the same Rome and Romans in several verses that speak of Edom, Seir, and Esau. All these combine to cause the application of Rome to the biblical references to Edom, the eternal enemy of Israel. Compare the first Enoch Judaicae quote from the following, Amos 1:11. "He did pursue his brother with the sword, and he kept his wrath forever. Ezekiel 35:5-7. Because thou hast had a perpetual hatred, and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their captivity, in the time that their iniquity had an end, therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee. Since thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. Thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate. So you find that not only Edom will be desolate of these Jews, but the Israeli state will be made desolate of these Jews. For the Lord said, bring them hither, that I might slay them. The Jews, that is Edom, are ever at war with God's people, propagating doctrine that our God is not a God of righteousness and justice, but only a God of love and mercy only. God says he actually hates Edom, and so Edom is concerned to try to eliminate any reference to hate. From modern Jewish sources, we are seeing increasing anti-hate statements such as Christians hate homosexuals, and that any attempt to reveal Edom is constructed and construed as hating Jews. In this, the perpetual hatred of God's real people and Bible teaching is demonstrated. It has already been pointed out that the United Nations conventions have the effect of changing race into any group having an ethnic belief, religion, common customs, national origins, etc., so that in this context, multiracial Jews can now claim to be an ethnic group. As we have seen, anti-Semitic is made to refer to anything against the concept of this Jewish ethnic group. The word anti-Semitism was first printed as late as 1880, according to the Jewish Encyclopedia 1901, Volume 1, page 641. The Compact Oxford Dictionary gives an example of its usage in 1881. The word is used as a cover-up by those claiming to be Israelites or Shemites, but who are not, Revelation 2:9. These are those who are known and identified as international Jewry today. They themselves state that they are Edom, as has been shown. Today we find a push for world government by these people, usually through the socialist platform. For example, Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 11, page 418, Jews have been prominently identified with the modern socialist movements from its very inception, including communism. We also find evidence of the communist ideals surfacing in the United Nations conventions. Very soon after the communist revolution in Russia, the Jewish Chronicle of April 4, 1919 said, there is much in the fact that the ideals of Bolshevism are at many points consonant with the finest ideals of Judaism. The essence of the New Age teachings, although couched in different language, are the same as communism. An earlier quotation spoke of the affinity of Bolshevism and Talmudic Judaism. The New Age association with Jewry goes back a long way. For example, from the American Hebrew newspaper of the 10th September 1920, the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia was the work of Jewish brains, of Jewish dissatisfaction, of Jewish planning, whose goal was to create a new world order. What happened in Russia shall also, through the same Jewish mental and physical forces, become a reality all over the world. End quote. From 1994, we have been seeing more open mention by world leaders of the New Age, global politics and global economics. We can read statements of politicians made to Jewish and Zionist organizations which leave us in no doubt that the statement quoted above is becoming a reality. We now see the potential through the 1995 World Trade Organization for a completely managed world society modeled upon the Soviet pattern, supported in the same way by force of arms. This time it is the armies of the United Nations. Note the quote above, what happens in Russia and who made that statement? End quote.